This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
The whole quest for meaning is in my own life, the only time I found it is when I got myself out of the way.
That's Paul Wilkes talking about his quest for meaning. Wilkes will speak about his successes and failures in finding meaning in his life this Wednesday evening at St. James Episcopal Church. Paul Wilkes is a writer, a philanthropist, and founder of Homes of Hope India. He's the author of 21 books.
I think any of us that have had any degree of satisfaction or success in our life realize that the minute it happens, it's useless. When I first wrote for The New Yorker, holy mackerel, this Slovak kid from the east side of Cleveland writing for The New Yorker magazine, I see my name, I see my byline, and it's over. It's over. And not that it was bad. I tried to write about worthwhile things, but it's done. And so you say, well, what else is there? And again, that's where the search, man's search for meaning, as Viktor Frankl said. And I don't care about the material world or the media world. That's all garbage. If you have some center inside you, or if you're seeking a center, let's put it that way, you're going to find it because your soul is pure and good. And once you touch that, everything that emanates from it will be good. Now, how often do we do that? Not often enough. But if you seek it, you will find it.
Wilkes has enjoyed an enormously successful career, and I asked him about the quest for meaning for those with less resources and less success. He returned to the theme from Viktor Frankl that meaning is available to us no matter our situation.
If you're in the bread line for a meal, and somebody is overwrought and you see that and you say, hey, brother, let's see what's going on here. That's doing the next right thing. And it will lead to something. It will, you know, anytime you have a plan for success, you're going to fail. Anytime you do the next right thing, you succeed in that thing. And whatever it leads to, it leads to. And usually it's a good thing.
On Wednesday evening, Wilkes will talk a bit about his latest book called Your Second to Last Chapter, Creating a Meaningful Life on Your Own Terms. But he wants to broaden the scope and speak to meaning in all phases of life.
The only way I can talk about this without preaching about it is just to tell my own story of where along this ragged, rugged, potholed road that I have trod, where it works and where it doesn't, where I found meaning and where I didn't. It comes very clear as you look back. It comes very clear as you look back where I just sought myself and sought my own satisfaction and sought my own ego and sought my own pleasure. It just never delivered for me. Other people, if they can do it, God bless them. Look, if you can live a sybaritic life, live in Barbados and drink pina coladas all day, and have, you know, gorgeous women attending your every need, God bless them. You know, in my fantasy life, maybe that's what I want to do. But it just doesn't resonate. It just does not resonate with me.
Paul Wilkes rejects hedonism in exchange for meaning this Wednesday night at St. James Episcopal Church. A reception is at 6:30, followed by Wilkes' talk at 7 o'clock. Find details and an extended interview with Paul Wilkes at whqr.org.